This week, the House makes another try at passing a budget plan. The Senate may follow shortly after. A budget deal stalled last week when Republican leaders tried to make a few last-minute changes to the budget. Facing opposition from centrist lawmakers, they're having to change it back. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Capitol.
Lawmakers are debating amazingly arcane rules. That's what they do for a living. They're arguing over the rules under which they will cast later votes about taxes and spending. Months or years from now, the private bickering may affect what size tax cut you get or what kind of health insurance you can afford. Consider this question. Could President Bush's tax cut include money for a tax rebate or tax credit? That's a government check mailed out to taxpayers even if they don't pay a lot of income taxes. If the rules allow a tax credit, that might eventually help the working poor who don't pay much in income taxes. If the rules forbid a tax credit, then more of the tax cut would likely benefit the wealthy who do pay a lot of income taxes. Lawmakers are debating page after page after page of rules like this. But Republican leaders got in trouble last week when they tweaked some other rules in a conservative direction. They eliminated spending programs. They also took a compromise tax cut of $1.25 trillion and, by some accounts, altered those rules so that it could grow just a little bigger. This angered a group of centrist lawmakers led by Louisiana Democrat John Breaux. He wants the tax cut rules changed back. Without Breaux, the whole budget deal might be defeated. And sources say the White House has now told its allies to give Breaux what he wants. Other centrists remain unhappy about assorted rules restraining spending on education and health care, but Republicans believe they are now close to gaining enough votes to pass their plan. That doesn't mean that senators are done battling over those rules. It's grown so intense that Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott has decided to fire the parliamentarian. That's the guy who referees disputes between lawmakers as they debate the rules under which they are allowed to debate the rules that they are debating. The ref is a Republican, but he's supposed to be impartial, and that ref, Robert Dove, has made some calls that Lott didn't like. One dismayed Republican aide compares it to firing a baseball umpire in the middle of the game. Other Republicans say the move was necessary with the Senate evenly divided. Republican leaders can't afford to lose battles over those rules. But it's not just the pressure of a 50-50 Senate. It's also the pressure of trying to force the president's budget through that Senate. A few weeks ago, the parliamentarian blocked a rule that would have made it easier to pass President Bush's tax cut. Then last week, the parliamentarian blocked another rule that would have made it easier to restrain government spending. Republican sources say Trent Lott decided he'd had it, citing what he considered inconsistent calls. The majority leader told the umpire to take off his mask and go home. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Capitol.